So Sukkot comes, as a welcome relief after the high holy days. It's designed to be a season of joy, and the sukkah, that symbol of the bounty of our harvest. There are lots of different customs on Sukkot, to build and to decorate a sukkah, to recite the blessing Leshev Basukkah, to dwell in the sukkah, to sleep in it, to have meals in it, to hang out in the sukkah. When we talked with the little kids, they said, you could play games with your friends in the sukkahs. That counts, all good. Lulav and etrog, which if you'd like after services and you'd like to join me out in the sukkah, I'm happy to take you out there to shake lulav and etrog together and to be thankful for our blessings. But one of my favorite customs, I guess, of Sukkot is this notion of welcoming guests into the sukkah. Now, ironically, I'm always busy enough that we never really invite guests into our home sukkah here, but we do so metaphorically here, and so I like to play a game. Are you up to play a game today? Yes, fantastic. The Zohar tells us that you can invite seven mystical guests, seven people from any time that you want to come into your sukkah. And for the Zohar, the Jewish mystical teachings, they invite Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, Joseph, Moses, Aaron, and King David. Those are good guests to have. But if we could invite Jewish people from across the spectrum, from any time and any age, who might we invite? So we're going to play a game. I have seven envelopes. We're going to guess who the seven mystery Sukkot Ushpizin, that's the word for guests, are. But to do that, I need seven volunteers to come front, who will read the seven envelopes so that we can guess who they are. If you'd like to be one of our mystery readers, please come down front now. Don't be shy. I know this crowd. Fantastic. All right, at random, pick an envelope, any envelope. And line up in order. Number one right here, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Now, when you read yours, do not read who they are. That's the guessing part. You can know who they are, but not to tell. Seven mystery guests for our sukkah, and we're going to find out who they are. They're, again, don't read the name. Just checking to make sure. They're going to read, let them finish, and then if you know who that person is, shout it out. We'll see who our guests are this year.
How much does Frank pay to say that?
You'll be tested on this afterwards.
I was a great military leader. As a young man, I was sent with a group to spy out the land of Israel. Although others thought we couldn't capture the land, I said we should go and take possession of it. I was chief of staff for our great leader through the desert. Just before he died, Moses named me his successor. You would need to wait for me to finish. Forget he said anything. I led the Israelites across the Jordan River and conquered the land of Israel, including the city of Jericho. I even have a book of the Bible named for me. Who am I?
Joshua. There we go. Actual photograph of a... But you can tell it's him because the walls came tumbling down. Guess number two.
I was born in Budapest, but immigrated to the land of Israel in 1939. I was a poet, writing several famous poems. In 1943, I became a member of a secret military group for young people and participated in a course for paratroopers. In March of 1944, I was dropped into Yugoslavia in order to aid anti-Nazi forces and evacuate Jews from Hungary. I was captured in June after entering Hungary and sent to a prison in Budapest, where I was tortured and killed. My diary, poetry, and plays were published after my death.
Hannah Senish, that's exactly right. Very good, here in her uniform. And her poetry has been set to music in a couple of different places. We still sing her words as well. Guess number three.
I was an attorney, a defender of the right to free speech, and a leader of the American Zionist movement. Most famously, I was a justice of the United States Supreme Court. I was appointed by President Wilson in 1916, the first Jewish person ever to serve on the Supreme Court. A liberal arts college in Waltham, Massachusetts is named for me.
There we go. Justice Louis Brandeis. Guest number, any Brandeis alum in the congregation? One here, one there. Hooray for Brandeisians. All right, guest number, Brandeisians, that's what they call themselves, that's right. I'm married to one and my sister is one. All right, guest number four.
I was an immigrant, an inventor, and a Hollywood starlet. In films, I was known as the most beautiful woman in cinema. Outside of my career, my film career, I experimented very successfully with new technologies and inventions. Perhaps my most notable groundbreaking work was on a secret communication that set the basis for GPS and Wi-Fi. Yes, I really invented Wi-Fi. Unsurprisingly, during my life, most people chose to focus on my romantic and film life, but my technology inventions have shaped modern society.
Who is that? Hedy Lamarr. Very nice. Did you know that it was her science that helped set the boundaries for Wi-Fi and GPS? All right, guest number five.
I was an American lawyer, politician, social activist, and a leader in the women's movement. Early in my career, I earned the distinction as one of the few attorneys willing to stand up to the House Un-American Activities Committee. In 1970, when I first ran for Congress, my campaign slogan was, "This woman's place is in the House, House of Representatives." During my three terms in Congress, I advocated for groundbreaking bills, including the Equal Rights Amendment and crucial support of Title IX. In 1977, I presided over the historic first National Women's Conference in Houston. Towards the end of my career, I focused on global issues of women's rights and human rights, ensuring that those issues were continually addressed by the United Nations.
Very good. Who is that? That is, next slide, Bella Abzug. Had to find a picture of her with a hat. But all the bonus with an American flag is there as well. All right, our sixth guest.
I am the only female judge in the Book of Judges in the Bible. I was called both a mother in Israel and a prophetess. Under my leadership, the Israelites defeated the Canaanites and their general Sisera. My general Barak insisted on me fighting alongside him. The Book of Judges includes an epic poem or song that Barak and I sang together. Who am I?
Deborah, that's right, the Judge Deborah. Also, actual photograph.
But no hat.
But no hat, no. That's right. And our seventh and final guest.
When I was in sixth grade, I met a friend who was a pretty good singer. I liked to sing too, so we formed a group. After a while, from 1963 to 1970, we were one of the top acts in the United States and around the world. Our songs included Scarborough Fair, Feeling Groovy, Mrs. Robinson, The Sound of Silence, and Bridge Over Troubled Water. Although we split up in 1970, we still sing together occasionally. Paul does most of the guitar playing, and I sing the high parts. Who am I?
Art Garfunkel, very good. And that a picture of him for that. Fantastic. Joshua, Hannah Senish, Justice Louis Brandeis, Hedy Lamarr, Bella Abzug, Deborah, and Art Garfunkel. Thank you all for your participation. Let's give them a round of appreciation. We'll put their these back right here, and I'll take the microphone back. Thank you much. Wouldn't that make for an interesting dinner conversation in your sukkah? Can imagine what Bella Abzug would say to Deborah, the judge. Whoever it is that you invite to your sukkah, we hope and pray that they will bring blessings for you and blessings for us all on this festival of Sukkot.